بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start with a new chapter, the chapter on the prohibition of fasting before the month of Ramadan, after the 15th of Sha'ban. In other words, as the days of Ramadan are coming closer, now a person should save his energy, should save his strength, save his enthusiasm for the Mubarak month of Ramadan. So therefore we are discouraged from fasting before the month of Ramadan, after the 15th of Shaban, that is, except for the one who also fasts before it, or it coincides with his habit of fasting on Mondays and Thursdays. So a person that has got the habit of fasting all the time, he's already in the habit, and he fasts, for example, Mondays and Thursdays. Now that Mondays and Thursdays fall in between this 15th of Shaban and the month of Ramadan, he mustn't give up his habit. He must carry on with his habit that he's got. This is talking about those people that don't have a general practice. Now in that period they should allow themselves to gain strength, to gain that momentum, to gain that enthusiasm for the Mubarak month of Ramadan. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يتقدمن أحدكم رمضان بصوم يوم أو يومين إلا أن يكون رجل كان يصوم صومه فليصوم ذلك اليوم. متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, none of you should fast one or two days before the month of Ramadan, except a person who normally fasts on such a day. He may fast on that day. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تصوموا قبل رمضان, صوموا لرؤيته وافطروا لرؤيته فإن حالت دونه غياية فَأَكْمِلُوا ثَلَاثِينَ يَوْمًا. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, do not fast before Ramadan. Commence the fast with the sighting of the new moon and end the fast with the sighting of the new moon. If clouds conceal its sighting, then complete 30 days. Ulama explained that it is wajib al-kifaya for the Muslims to search for the moon on the 29th of Sha'ban and in Ramadan, so that they commence and they end their fasting dates correctly. In other words, before Ramadan starts and the ending of Ramadan, now people should go out there and look so that this month is kept correctly, properly. People fast on the correct dates. One is prohibited from fasting one or two days before Ramadan, as this will outwardly seem that one is adding to the fast of Ramadan. However, if one is in a habit of fasting on that day, namely a Monday or Thursday, or every alternate day, then there is no harm in fasting. When viewed in a broader context, it teaches us that Islam prevents us from any type of excess. At every juncture, we are taught to follow the divine law and not our base desires or personal opinions. So what happens sometimes is a person is doubtful. Now this is the last day of Shaban. Maybe it's possible that the moon was sighted somewhere. We didn't get the information. We didn't get the news. So safety, let us start fasting from the last day of Shaban. So even later on, if we get the news that the month of Ramadan was sighted, at least we didn't lose that first day that we didn't get the news. So Sharia doesn't like that. Sharia is, if the moon was sighted and you got the news, then you fast. If you didn't get the news, you don't fast. Don't extend the month of Ramadan. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that when you see the moon, then you start fasting. And when you see the moon again for Eid, then you stop your fasting. Don't increase the month of Ramadan because of shak. So therefore in fiqh this is known as yawm al-shak. That last day before the month sets in, person is not sure. Maybe nowadays we got social media and people come to know very quickly. But in old days they didn't have all that. Sometimes the news of the moon would take at least half a day, take 1 day, sometimes 2 days before the news would reach people on the other side of the town. So then ulama explained that for this type of people, we don't say now play it safe because news takes so long to come. So you start in the end of Shaban and you extend your month of Ramadan. No, if you people in your town, you see the moon, you fast. And later on, if you get the news that someone else had started that day or the day before, it won't affect you because now your moon, your sighting of the moon determines when you're going to start the month of Ramadan. Your sighting of the moon determines when you will finish the month of Ramadan. It is as simple as that. Islam teaches us not to increase. So therefore we are discouraged from fasting on this Yawm al-Shak, on the last day before the new month sets in. Another thing we learn from this is if a person already is habitual, he's got the habit of fasting. Say for example, the 29th now is a Thursday, and this person fasts every Thursday, he's fasting. So he mustn't break his habit. Why? Because this habit that a person got is something that is good. Islam on one side is encouraging us istiqamat, on the other side is encouraging us don't go into excess. So between the two is, if you already got the habit of fasting, for you don't break that habit, you carry on with your habit. But if a man doesn't have the habit, now he deliberately doesn't increase on the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. We see the beautiful balance in our deen, the beautiful balance in Islam. Everything is made so easy for us. As we explained yesterday, sometimes people say, oh, this thing of the moon creates a lot of ikhtilaf, it creates a lot of difference of opinion. It should never ever be that. It's so simple, Islam has made it so simple. If you see the moon and you got the news reliably that the moon was sighted, you keep the fast. And similarly, end of the month comes, reliably you get the news, celebrate the day of Eid. So there's no such thing as creating any type of ikhtilaf. We are very, very happy that Allah Ta'ala has made our deen so easy. It's not something that people should differ upon and have problems and fights, etc. When the moon is sighted, we get the news. These people keep it, somebody else didn't get the news. Alhamdulillah, he doesn't keep it. We gave an example that in the time of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, that the moon was sighted in Sham, but in Madinatul Munawwara the moon wasn't sighted. So although at that time, that, and even now also, it's treated as one broader area, one bigger area, as simple as that Shariat has made it. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq inshallah to practice. The main thing is the month of Ramadan is coming, the Mubarak month. Psychologically we should start preparing. If we have hurt anybody, we ask them for forgiveness, we ask them for maaf, and at the same time we try to increase on Quran Sharif. So when the month of Ramadan comes, we're already flowing with that Quran Sharif. We increase in our ibadat, in our takbiri ula, coming early to the masjid. So when the month of Ramadan comes, automatically it's a seamless integration. Let us not leave it for the last few days before the month of Ramadan. It doesn't work like that. If we start preparing from beforehand, then when the month of Ramadan comes, it becomes very, very easy for us. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq inshallah of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.